This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. In this study, Pastor Rick and Kay Warren share biblical wisdom and their life experiences to help you find God's path to peace in even the most difficult seasons of life. First, if you or someone you know needs some powerful Bible-based encouragement, then stay with us, because in a few minutes we're going to tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided Bible study. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called How We're Getting Through.
In heaven, no one's going to have any scars except Jesus. And he's going to have the hands, the feet, the side, the head. Why? Because he wants to always remember, this is how much I love you. It is impossible for God to forget how much he loves you. And so we know that no matter how we don't understand what's going on in our lives, we do know this. I don't have the solutions. I don't have the answers. I don't have the reasons. I don't have the explanations. But I do have the presence of God. And I do have his love in my life. And when life doesn't make sense, you need to hold on to the promises. You know, it occurred to me the day Matthew died. God knows what it's like to lose a son. I've had many people ask me as pastors, Pastor Rick, where was God when my son died? Same place he was when his son died. Weeping. Grieving. Do you know that the Bible says that God weeps? Do you know that the Bible says God has stored up every tear you've ever cried? You don't even know that, but God does. He knows more about you than you do. As I said, Matthew lived a very tortured life. And part of the problem was he was incredibly bright. A lot of people who are mentally ill don't know they're mentally ill. Matthew did. And growing up, he said, why can't I be normal? Because he was so smart. He knew what wasn't right. He felt odd, and he felt on the outskirts. He felt like he didn't fit in. He felt like nobody understood him. He just, why can't I be normal? And he had a tender heart, but he had a tortured mind. And he struggled all through life with the unanswered questions about his illness because it didn't make sense. But I want to tell you this. 1 second into heaven, all of Matthew's questions were answered. And all of a sudden, he understood it all. Life doesn't make sense, but we can still have peace because we know God loves us and he's with us. There's a second thing you need to know. And you need to remember, everything on earth is broken. Everything on earth is broken. But we can still have joy because we know God is good. And he's got a greater plan. Everything on earth is broken. Now, the fact is, since sin and evil entered the world, it messed up everything. And nothing on this planet is perfect. Everything on the planet is broken. Nothing works perfectly. The weather does not work perfectly. We have tsunamis and we have earthquakes and we have fires and floods and all kinds of natural disasters. God didn't want that. He created a garden of paradise, a garden of Eden. Sin broke the planet. It broke the weather. It broke the climate. The economy doesn't work perfectly. None of your plans work perfectly. Have you noticed that? Not one of your plans works perfectly. Your body doesn't work perfectly. Anybody agree with that one? Yeah. No relationship works perfectly. Anybody want to give a testimony? No matter how much you love, you still have this. No brain works perfectly. We all have broken brains. And we have thoughts that we can't control, and compulsions and desires and attractions and fears and depressions and worries and rage and, you know, you name it. Everything is broken in this world. Isaiah 24 says this. By the way, if you ever want to read a perfect description of modern culture, you need to go study in detail Isaiah 24, because Isaiah 24 explains all of the problems in our culture today.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Life can sometimes be challenging, isolating, and painful. Do you or someone you know need some powerful encouragement right now? Then let me tell you about The Journey Toward Hope. This guided Bible study book takes you on a journey to discover the five truths about who you are. You are loved. You have a purpose. You belong. You have a choice. And you are needed. This full-color vegan leather study tool is filled with scriptures, prayers, exercises, spaces to journal, and personal stories to help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. We'll send you your very own copy of Journey Toward Hope when you give a gift today to Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know the call letters of this station. Thank you so much for your support. There's only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
Isaiah 24, verse 5 and verse 19. The earth suffers. Everything's broken. The earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted the instructions of God, violated his laws, and broken his covenant. Therefore, the earth has broken down and has utterly collapsed. Everything is lost. We're all lost spiritually. Everything's abandoned and confused. We have confusion about everything. Confusion about the economy. Confusion. There's confusion in every area about money, about sex, about life, about time. There's confusion everywhere. Now, why is there brokenness and suffering in the world? Because of sin and evil. Why is there sin and evil in the world? Because God allows you and me a free choice. We can choose to not love him. We can choose to go our own way. You say, well, why doesn't God eliminate all the sin on the earth? Well, God could easily eliminate all the sin on the earth. Get rid of you and me. And we've been hurting each other for thousands and thousands of years. You get enough sin in habitual lives of people, it affects the environment. It affects your DNA, your genetics. It affects everything is broken. Well, if everything is broken, how can we have joy? Because we know God is good, and because we know he has a better purpose and a greater plan. Romans 8:28, one of the greatest promises in the Bible, says this: but we know, circle that, we know. We know, it's the second thing you need to know. We know that in all things, not some things, not the good things, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. Now, this is a great promise, but I want you to notice it's not a promise for everybody, but everybody. He works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. If you love God, everything that happens in your life, God is using it. He's going to work it for good. Even the bad. Anybody can bring good out of good. God specializes in bringing good out of bad. Now, if you don't love God, all things are not working for good in your life. In fact, all things are working for bad in your life because you're going against your creator. And that's going to, your arms are too short to box with God. You're going to lose that one. Now, this is one of the most misunderstood, misinterpreted, and misused verses in the Bible. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say everything that happens is good. No, it says all things, God works for the good. Doesn't say it's all good. Doesn't say everything happens. There's a lot of bad stuff in the world. There's a lot of evil in the world. Racism is bad. Rape is bad. Bigotry is bad. Terrorism is bad. Cancer and leukemia, that's bad. God is not the author of evil. Doesn't say that everything that happens is good. There's a lot of bad stuff. It doesn't even say everything that happens is God's will. No, that's nonsense. Friends, a lot of people confuse heaven and earth. This is not heaven. In heaven, everything is perfect. Why? Because God's will is done perfectly, so everything is perfect. In heaven, it's all perfect because God's will is always done. On earth, everything is broken because God's will is rarely done. Rarely done. That's why Jesus said, we are to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because in heaven, it's done perfectly and instantly, and on earth, it's done rarely or never. Not everything that happens on this planet is God's will. I mean, when some people, I've been at funerals and people say, well, it must have been God's will. Or they'll say, God must have needed Matthew more than you. There's a word for that. Nonsense. Just nonsense. God needed that baby more than me, so he took him home early. Are you kidding me? God doesn't need anything. So don't blame God for that. Death is the result of sin and evil. It entered the world because of that. God is not the author of it. Matthew's life was robbed by mental illness. It was robbed by mental illness. And you need to understand that you have an enemy on this planet. His name is Satan. Satan is not your friend. He's not your friend. In fact, the Bible says he came to kill and destroy. He wants to destroy your life. Why? Because he hates God. Satan cannot hurt God. God cannot be hurt like that. So what happens? He tries to hurt God's children. To hurt God. If you can't get to me, the quickest way to hurt me is hurt my kids. Satan wants to destroy your life. He wants to mess up your life. He wants to keep you away from God because that makes God grieve. God grieves when you don't love him the way he loves you, when you don't know him the way he knows you. So God is not the author of evil. When Matthew died, Satan thought he'd won. But he had lost big time. Why? Because he couldn't torture Matthew anymore. His entire life, he went through mental torture. But now he's out of reach of that torture. Now in heaven, there's no more pain. There's no more sorrow. There's no more. He's at peace. What's he doing today? He's in heaven in the grandstands cheering me on right now. On the day that Matthew died, we were suspecting, because we hadn't heard from him all day, he hadn't texted all day, that our greatest fear had probably happened. The day I prayed would never happen, the day I feared might. That he would take his life. We went over to his house and we couldn't get into his house because we didn't have a key to his house. His car was there and he wasn't answering the door. And we were worried that our deepest, greatest fear had happened. And as we stood there in the driveway waiting for police to come to break in and to see what inevitably was true, Kay and I stood there in the driveway, hugging each other, sobbing. Our hearts were breaking into a million pieces. And as we stood there trembling and sobbing out loud, Kay reached up and grabbed her necklace, which had two words on it. And she showed it to me. It was the words of a book that she wrote. The title of a book she wrote, Choose Joy. And I thought, are you kidding me? How in the world do you choose joy in the deepest grief? How do you choose joy in the worst pain? How do you choose joy when your greatest fear is being realized? Well, I'll let Kay tell you that. Would you welcome her?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Saddleback. I've missed you. As Rick said, I was wearing a necklace that says, "Choose Joy," after I wrote that several years ago, and I wrote the book because I've struggled with low levels of depression my whole life. And yet here's a verse like Romans 5:3-5 on your outline that says, we can have joy even in our troubles because we know that these troubles produce endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And this hope will not disappoint us because God has poured his love to fill our hearts. I began to look for some jewelry that I could wear on a daily basis to remind me that I could choose joy, that there could be joy even in troubles. The day that Matthew passed away, as Rick said, I in particular had a terrible sense of foreboding. And I had very good reasons to believe that that might be that he had taken his life. But we had to wait hours before it could be confirmed. And so when I got up that morning, I deliberately went to my jewelry box, and with my hands shaking and my heart pounding and my stomach heaving, I picked this necklace out of the jewelry box. I wasn't really thinking very clearly, but I knew that by putting it on, in some way, I was fighting back against the nightmare that I was pretty sure that was going to unfold that day. And as Rick said, as we stood at Matthew's house together waiting for the police to confirm this terrible news, I don't know why, but in a moment I looked down and saw it, and then I raised it to him. In a very tiny, feeble attempt to affirm what I knew to be the truth, even as he said our hearts were shattering. How could I do that? How could I even wear the necklace that day? How could I lift it to him in a gesture of belief in God, a belief that joy could be chosen even in our darkest moments? How could I do that? And how could he, through his tears, receive it and not push me away and not tell me I was crazy and to stop it and to just stop doing that? It's because of what we know. Because we know that joy is still present. We know it because God is good. And because we have spent the last 50 years of our lives putting our spiritual roots down deep into the rich soil of God's grace, his mercy, his faithfulness, and his goodness. And because of that, because of those roots that have gone deep into the soil of who God is, getting to know him, when troubles have come our way, we have been able to produce endurance. It has been produced, and hopefully character, and from that character, hope and joy. Verse 5 of Romans 3, again, look at that. Romans 5, verse 5 says, and this hope will not disappoint us because God has poured his love to fill our hearts. I was learning a lot about joy in the last few years. And so I could say somehow, yes, God, I trust you and I'm going to have joy even in this very dark day. But hope? I want to talk to you a little bit about hope because I would be lying to you, completely lying to you, if I said that hope didn't disappoint me. In fact, I was crushed by hope that didn't come true.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. In this study, Pastor Rick and Kay Warren share biblical wisdom and their life experiences to help you find God's path to peace in even the most difficult seasons of life. If you've missed any part of this message, or you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, life can sometimes be challenging, isolating, and painful. Do you or someone you know need a powerful encouragement right now? Then let me tell you about The Journey Toward Hope. This guided Bible study book takes you on a journey to discover the five truths about who you are. You are loved. You have a purpose. You belong. You have a choice. And you are needed. This full-color vegan leather study tool is filled with scriptures, prayers, exercises, spaces to journal, and personal stories to help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. We'll send you your very own copy of Journey Toward Hope when you give a gift today to Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know the call letters of this station. Thank you so much for your support. There's only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share with you a letter from Debbie that really, truly touched my heart. She wrote, "Pastor Rick, I'm not sure how many times I've thought about emailing you, but I didn't. I'm not sure why, but today I listened to your Daily Hope message on facing giants in life and work, and I knew that I needed to say thank you. My story started when my husband of almost 24 years died suddenly at our home of a blood clot. He was just 49 years old. My daughter was the one who called 911, and life just seemed to stop. We were in shock after that death. At the funeral, my brother told me about your message series, How to Get Through What You're Going Through. So I listened and I held on to those words and what Kay had spoken, not knowing how significant they would become. My own son had been struggling with what we now think was undiagnosed bipolar disorder. He'd been struggling for about 3 years, and 11 weeks after my husband died, he took his life. Life stopped again. I have an incredible family and a group of friends, and they, along with my faith, got me and my daughter through things I never thought I could live through. But the resource that I kept turning to and listening to over and over again was your series, How to Get Through What You're Going Through When You Lost Your Son. You and Kay truly understood how I felt and how I still feel. We're part of a club that nobody wants to be a member of. Rick, I've learned so many things through this journey of grief, but the most important is that God keeps his promises, and he does bring beauty out of ashes. So I want to thank you and Kay from the bottom of my heart for sharing your story and not wasting your pain. Even though we've never met, I feel as though we're friends. Well, we are. And I ask God daily to help me use my pain to help others. I still struggle some days with guilt and grief, but I know that God is faithful with me every step of the journey. With a thankful heart, Debbie." Well, Debbie, my dear sister, this touched me, obviously, your message. And as somebody who's walked in your shoes, having lost a son, I can tell you without a doubt that God is faithful. And I just want to say that I'm so proud of you, that God does not want us to waste our hurts. Never waste a hurt. You're going to go through the pain, so you may as well use it to help other people. And in 2 Corinthians 1, the Bible says God takes us through problems and comforts us so we can then comfort others with the same comfort we've been given. And that's the motivation behind everything we do at Daily Hope. Friends, if you can give a gift to help Daily Hope, you can help people like Debbie, who's walking through the grief of having lost a husband and a son, but found new hope through this broadcast, which shares the message of Jesus. You who gave helped Debbie find healing, and you who gave have helped thousands and thousands of other people find hope and healing in Christ because of your gift. So thank you for your gifts today. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's Rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.